96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
From what day you may find out, certain people not like me. Everyone focus my God thing now. Makes true me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Fine Threads, the Free National Movement, John's Department Store, Shurker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's and Games, Printmasters, and Tropical Gyros.
Them vampires, they make sure me thing up. Pass me and them girlfriend a link up. Dog, where you did that when they think tough? No food, clean water for drink.
We're back at you on the Tuesday, May 28th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy, Naughty, in your company right up until 6 p.m. You know it is Tuesday, so we do have the Grand Bahama Report coming at you, the Freeport Report. We will be going live to Grand Bahama out of the break. We'll talk with Sarah Kirkby. We'll be getting caught up with Darren Cooper. And as you know, each and every Tuesday, awesome supplement in The Guardian, courtesy of the Grand Bahama News. Get caught up with everything that's going on in Bahama. And you know how to chime in. Phone lines are open, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Toll-free and anyone in the family islands, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. Cable channel 969, BTC Flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on for fresh news, smart talk all day right here. Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Quick break, flip side of the break. We'll be going straight down to Grand Bahama. The Freeport Report is coming up next on the Tuesday, May 28th edition of Talking Heads, which continues right after this.
Pride themselves on offering multiple services. At Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center, imaging is what we do. Same goes for imaging at Grosvenor. Whether you need an x-ray, mammogram, CAT scan, or ultrasound, we have a team of staff on site, each with their own area of expertise. Results are submitted to your doctor within 24 hours. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or imaging at Grosvenor today.
Explore the wonders of the Bahamas at Sun, Sand, and Souvenirs, brought to you by the Tourism Development Corporation. This 8-store retail treasure chest is located on Bay Street, just 2 doors east of Bayside Food Store. Build a pal with your child. Purchase authentic Bahamian artwork or dazzling jewelry. It's a shopping adventure where the possibilities are endless. We're open 7 days a week, so join us today and let's create a community where innovation and opportunity thrive. See you there.
Flavid Island Games, we making dreams come true. Flavid Island Games, we paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market, you getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamians first, guaranteed to pay.
Island Games,
we like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games,
we can make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Is it a burger?
No. Is it pizza?
Come on, man, it's KFC. Whatever the crunch this is, it's delicious.
New, the Kentucky Pizza Sandwich. Crispy chicken topped with marinara sauce, mozzarella, and pepperoni. Order your pizza sandwich now at KFCNassau.com or at your favorite KFC restaurant today. It's new and it's radical. KFC, it's finger-licking good.
For fast, reliable, and impact, let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that are second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
This is the first time we're having a prime minister coming out of Grand Bahama. And I expect you not only to talk about it, I expect you to go out and make it possible. God has given you the opportunity to do it, and I expect you to follow God's intention for you. After many years, Grand Mahama will choose the leader of our country.
Yes, yes, I work him with Pinta, cause he working with me. Boy, only work him with Pinta, cause he working with me. Man, I work him with Pinta, cause he working with me. Oh, I work him with Pinta,
he working with me.
I work him with Pinta,
he working with me.
I work him with Pinta,
he working with me.
I work him with Pinta,
he working with me.
They say the sun and a shining for all, but there in some people world, you never shine at all.
These rows of flames are catching a fire. Ah. That you sing my song, my song. I've been on this road for way too long. I've been hoping that we all get along. These roads of flames are catching a fire.
Ah. We're back at you on the Tuesday, May 28th edition of Talking Heads. And let's head straight down to Grand Bahama. We got Grand Bahama lined up. But before I do that, I know we got Sarah chimed in, correct? We got Sarah?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
We got Darren chimed in yet? All right, Darren,
no,
will be joining us shortly.
You want me to chase him as normal? Am I doing my secretarial work? Let me get on it.
Yeah, you handle that, and let me get this call out of the way real quick. Talking Heads.
Hey,
what's going on, Sparky? Now, Sparky, where you calling me from? Because you breaking in and out. I hearing one word, and then it cutting out. What's going on? Yeah, Sparky, I, you're cutting in and out.
I'm in my master bedroom.
Well, I know what you're doing in your master bedroom.
Yeah, they're doing my phone. Don't be better. They can use wires together. How you doing, my brother?
What's going on, bro? What you got for me today, Sparky?
I tried to really chime in on this thing between these three parties, you know, the two FNM bodies and the PLP. It's three bodies, I think. It's a Pentagon body, a Minnesota body, and a Marine body. But I heard one fellow calling on Mr. Langshow before you, on Mr. Naughty. That's the foolish PLP I ever hear calling in a leader race coming up on June the 1st, you know. I mean, a PLP calling in hoping that Minutes reach back because it could be a better race between Minutes and Braves. And I wonder what kind of fool PLP this is.
Listen, Sparky, I've said it a long time ago. Let's cut to the chase. A Minutes-led FNM is chalk at the polls for the PLP. PLP only got to get a new yellow tie and a blue jacket and show back up. Let's be honest.
I wonder what kind of PLP they got in the PLP to go around calling on Mr. Langshot, saying there's a PLP. They're the kind of people in the PLP that's going to vote.
That's your party. You know, you was one of the founding. You've been there since.
No, but I can tell you all.
Because it's in single digits, you should know.
No, but look at my buddy. I can tell you as a PLP. When I voted PLP, and I'm telling you my age, I'm 73. When I voted, y'all don't even know what the building is. When I voted the first time, it said Thomas More Schoolyard. When I was in the Madera Street area, I voted PLP then. I voted FNM one time in my life, and that was in 1992, when a lot of PLPs, a lot of UBBs, a lot of Bahamians voted for the FNM and Hubert Alexander Ingram. Because we had enough of Mr. Pinlin and his cronies. That's the reason why Mr. Pinlin won. A lot of people liked Mr. Pinlin, but they didn't like the cronies that developed around him in all them out islands. All them ministers who could have, I could actually call it on them that day, on a commission of inquiry who corrupted this country back then. We got tired of peddlers and chiefs. You got to go. Go with your boys. And that gave Mr. Ingram a break right at the right time. And after that, most of those PLPs would vent over to the FNM with Mr. Ingram. Because remember, all the Ingram and all the Bernard Hanna, all of them was PLPs.
Sparky, you know the history, man.
The dissident eight.
We know the history.
After Mr. Ingram gone, they followed Mr. Ingram, and that was the end of peddling.
How we look in 2024?
To me,
I'm
a still PLP, voted for the FNM one time in my life. But I said, this is the way I look at it. I heard that fool talk about he's a Bahamian and got children and grandchildren, and he's looking for them to buy land and build a house. We are all Bahamians looking for the same thing in our own country.
Been looking for it.
Me, look at, I bought my children. My children live in Orlando now.
Sparky?
And I don't know if they're coming back home because they can't buy property in their own land. And they got shanty towns all over here where people could come from foreign land, build houses and they live scot-free, and Bahamians, whether they PLP or FNM, can't afford to buy land in their own country to build a dog-off piece of home on a 100-by-100 property.
All right, Sparky, breathe. You get your point across. Good stuff, but I got to get to Grand Bahama, but you made some great points, and I appreciate it. But breathe, my brother, breathe. We haven't even started silly season yet. Let's get down to Grand Bahama. We got Sarah Kirby from the Grand Bahama News joining us, as always. I think Aaron Cooper will chime in short order. Okay. But like I said, lots to talk about in Grand Bahama. Don't forget the supplement each and every Tuesday in The Guardian, courtesy of the Grand Bahama News. Definitely get caught up on all things in Grand Bahama. So, Sarah, what we got? I see some big things happening down there, some dredging and whatnot.
Yeah, so how are you doing, my darling? You good?
I'm good. How you doing? How's you and yours?
We're doing good. I think we might have lost our boy to Bimini. You know, he's doing a lot of work over there.
Yep. I know he's doing big things.
Hopefully he's checking on their airport and finding out if they could do the same for our airport here in Grand Bahama.
You know, if questions are to be asked, Darren will ask them.
He will. And we need our airport going. I have to be honest. I don't care who we contract. I don't care how it works. I just want the airport going. Every conversation, every dinner, every meet, always about our airport in Grand Bahama. We really need the government to just get it going for us. Please, please, please.
I remember about 2 years ago on this show, we started talking about the airport in Grand Bahama and the Alukai, and 2 years later, we're around, where are we at?
Yeah, well, supposedly they're demolishing the airport, but we haven't had an update, and so we're hoping to get one this week. We're chasing down. We haven't been able to get any comments yet.
Because didn't the 30 days pass on that demolition?
It needs to get going. I had clients that flew in on a private plane the other day, and they couldn't, customs wasn't there, and they had to wait for them, and you know, it's got to roll a lot smoother if we're going to get people through. I went through Nassau Airport when I came back from the States the other day, and it was phenomenal. The service was great. The immigration and customs were friendly. You know, I did my app. Everything went smooth. It was very nice. The place was packed. And then you get home to our airport, and we're still struggling. I mean, Western Air looks phenomenal, but our own Grand Bahama Airport needs some serious love. So anyone out there, please ask. Please beg.
All right, so what you got for us from Grand Bahama this week, Sarah? I see a lot of stories, a lot of things happening.
Yeah, so we had a bit of a oops down at the where they've been dredging the canal at Fortune Key. It's a very pivotal point where a lot of boats come into some beautiful homes there, but also it's an access point for our waterway system, which is a wonderful waterway system that was built in the 60s. And they've been doing some dredging there, and unfortunately, one of the dredgers got stuck, and then it started leaking. And then they had to bring in a huge crane to get it out. But I have to say, kudos to Lusco for doing it fast. The containment was quick, fast, and they had a lot of attention on them, and they moved quick to hustle and get it done. So that's good news. And so hopefully this dredging will still continue. It is a beautiful access point. As you can see from the pictures, it turned out so pretty in the picture today. That canal is beautifully clean. So everybody wants it to stay that way. We're very fortunate. We have people that come in and visit our island from all over the world, and they cannot get over how clean and beautiful our canal system is. So we want to make sure it stays that way. So I was really pleased they did it fast. We have to continue so that that access point is there. It's very important for the island.
Yeah, man, keep that canal right, though. I plan on buying property and moving there one day. So let's keep that canal in shape and in order.
I'm working on that for you.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. All right, what else we got? I see some other things going down there.
The concrete training.
I was just
going to
say, advancements in, concrete. I never knew there could be advancements in concrete, but I guess they can be.
Who knew? So I guess it's best practices as well. So Heroic is the new concrete company that has opened up here. And with everything going on, it seems to me that with so much construction at the moment, this is something probably that's quite needed. You know, we've got everything happening with Carnival, the shipyard. The shipyard's like booming. So we really need as much construction work going on. And I believe a lot of construction people are coming home now. So I'm very pleased to hear that with a lot of work going on throughout the island. So that was great. We also kind of pre-teased the Impact for Forum, which is a group of concerned citizens who travel around the world, have businesses around the world looking for best blue practices, working with the blue economy. We had both Minister Halkidis and as well as, I'm going to forget his name, which is really bad. It'll come to me in a minute. We had Ryan Pinder also came as well and spoke to the group. And then the Sixth Senses Development also came with the Weller Group that I work with. So they spoke as well at the event. But it was a really great forum. They spoke about how the blue economy is affecting everything, how blue economy affects tourism now, and that people are choosing their destinations based on sustainability and which hotels do this, which works best with sustainable practices that they do all the time. But what I would feature is the fact that a lot of them also really want everything to be locally grown, locally manufactured, and have that presence of mind that they're using people within the community as well, not outsourced. And I thought that's very good for the Bahamas as well.
And listen, anything that's good for us in the long run, Sarah, is always a good thing. So if we outsource and we do it correctly, and
with sustainability and power. They talked a lot about power. Sixth Senses Resorts have to have I think it's up to a 60% rate of, not sustainability, but like these best practices that have to be put in place, including power. It has to be from different sources. It cannot be from regular power. It's got to be from solar or things like that. So these are all things that are going to change, but I think they're imperative for our whole country. Because the way we're moving forward, we have to really be smart about it. Minister Halkidis spoke about it. And so we all know with everything, it's climate change. And so we've got to reduce our effect on it. So going forward, this group has been talking about that, which I think is key coming here. And they actually talked about coming back again because they like it so much. So that's really good for Grand Bahama and great to hear for us as well.
And any updates on the employee that was injured in that Pierce Street plant?
No, just that he was airlifted to the States and that we're waiting to hear an update, but that he's okay. I mean, that was the most important thing,
keeping
I think.
Keeping him and his family not
to give you a little information
though,
about what happened, but it was an island-wide shutdown when that happened, and so there was a lot of real concern, but I'm so pleased he was okay. And, I heard they treated him well at the RAN and they got him out, and I can attest that is a very good system there at the RAND, and then the transportation to the States. My son had to go through that before, so yeah, it was good.
And then you got a whole new, brand new rescue vehicle for Grand Bahama, I see.
We do, and let me tell you, this is
all the bells and whistles.
It looks perfect. All the bells and whistles. That's a nice truck, boy.
Very nice.
But I mean, this is what was needed when I had to run out of my house in Dorian and get rescued, and you beg in people, right? You're begging people to come out in the storm and come and get you. This is what's needed, because you want to sit inside that protected truck at the back, because there is stuff flying all over, and you also need it to be very high up, because they're going through some flooded areas, and this is a much-needed vehicle for us. I mean, obviously, we're not going to have any storms this year, because it's just going to be a really quiet season, but it's a fantastic vehicle for us to have. So I thank those who donated it to us. It's fantastic.
Now, what else we got? We got any other little tidbits down there going on? Any little?
No, I mean, we've got some news that'll be coming out today. I have to share this really great story. The Grand Bahama Shipyard with the government worked on an apprentice program that I got to do a story on this week, and I got to go see these kids. They're 16, from I think 19 to 22 young men that are in this shipyard program, apprentices that are on a 4-year training program through the shipyard with BTVI, but they're also doing it through a school in Liverpool. And these kids came, they're going to England for 3 months. They're going to Liverpool. They're going to have fun with that accent. And they're going to study there, which I think is phenomenal. And these, let me tell you, these kids are so excited, but more excited were their parents, who were packed at the airport getting, they flew over from Nassau, sorry, from Freeport to Nassau, and then took British Airways, I believe, over to the UK. And some of them have, like, you know, they've never traveled more than half, and a big deal for them. But these kids are really excited. The parents are thrilled. It's a fantastic program. And I love that we're training young Bahamian men to come back and work in this great field that we have here.
Always good to avoid the brain drain.
Always good, yeah. And I like, you know, we hope we're bringing people home. So, yeah, so that's it. We've got some good stories. The main one we're still chasing about the Margaritaville. People are still quite upset that they can't take the Margaritaville over to Florida like we used to. We're a little bit spoiled here in Freeport. We also like having that cruise option.
Any chance to get back to the table and negotiate on that, or that's pretty much a done deal?
No, I believe they're still negotiating on it. And then, they had some issues with passing their test, so people weren't really happy. So that's got to get sorted out as soon as possible. And then we had a new ship in this week, the Norwegian Jade. So we'll be doing a story on that. And we are, like we said, talking about the airport. We really, what's happening there. I told you the news about the shipyard kids. And there's some other interesting stories we're going to try and get in the paper for you. And I want to encourage everybody to advertise. People get to us a little bit last minute. So, you know, we want to try and say, please come and get to us. This is our local paper now for Grand Bahama. And we want to encourage you to get everything in by Friday of this week so that it gets in on time for the paper on Tuesday.
Most definitely. And we encourage everybody, like you say, that is in Grand Bahama, like you say, to remember every Tuesday we got an awesome supplement in the Guardian. So not only is it hit down there, you get the whole, you know.
Yeah, it prints here. You can get it here. It's also online, which is fantastic. So it keeps our news really relevant within all of the community. But you know, the support we get is fantastic. But you know, could always do for more. I'd love the paper to get to that extra day, but we need a little bit more. We also are welcoming any stories, so we encourage everybody to send their news this way or tell us about stories that are happening in the Freeport community that we can help. It's also a lovely way because we have so many people in Nassau who always reach out to us and support us here in Freeport. You know, a lot of Grand Bahamians who want to come home. We're working on it, trying to get you back. I saw a very good friend of mine at the airport when I was passing through to go to my daughter's graduation, and he's been there for 10 years, and he still wants to come home, and we're working on it, buddy. We'll get you home soon.
All right. Well, Sarah, we got to get to the break, but I appreciate the contribution. I think we'll be hearing from Darren next week, obviously.
Yeah. I think he's probably doing that work there. But thank you very much, as always, for letting everybody in here in Freeport. We're trying our best to keep you informed, and we're getting there.
And continue to do what you do. Everybody, you know, we depend on you know, what's going on in Grand Bahama every Tuesday in the Guardian. So we look forward to the supplement from the Grand Bahama News.
All right, my darling. Thank you so much.
Be safe. Have a great week. We'll talk again next Tuesday.
We will. All right. Good. Say hi to Curly for me.
I shall. we'll take a quick break, flip side of the break. And on the flip side of the break, we'll get back to the Tuesday, May 28th edition of Talking Heads. Lines will be open. We got lots to talk about, lots of headlines in today's Guardian that we need to discuss. Let me know how you feel on the Bahamas is burning. This according to the Prime Minister. PM Test International Gathering, bushfires threaten the way of life in the country. Gibson's cousin grilled on monetary gifts. Sand says Minnis wants to burn down the FNM. The prime minister said the Bahamas is burning down. Minutes when burn down half of them. Everybody got a fixation with matches, eh? Chairman wants no new taxes and upcoming budget. We got all of that to discuss. Phone lines are open. Text lines are open. Holla at your boy on the flip side of the break as the Tuesday, May 28th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. Treatments means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Is it a burger?
No. Is it pizza?
Come on, man, it's KFC. Whatever the crunch this is, it's delicious. New, the Kentucky Cheetah Sandwich. Crispy chicken topped with marinara sauce, mozzarella, and pepperoni. Order your cheetah sandwich now at KFCNassau.com or at your favorite KFC restaurant today. It's new and it's radical. KFC, it's finger-licking good.
Nice to meet you, Jazz. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm an independent 27-year-old manager who wants her own home with her own rules.
Sounds good. I'll help you get there.
We see you, the go-getter, with big plans. And we've been keeping you in mind. Follow your goal home with a mortgage from CIBC Caribbean. And don't bother about your home insurance, as we'll help with that and more. Visit CIBCFCIB.com/inspired home for more info. Conditions apply.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion and your feet.
They say the sun and a shiny world, but there in some people world, you never shine at all.
These roads of flames are catching a fire. Ah. To sing my song, my song. I've been on this road for quite too long. I've been hoping that we all.
We're back at you on the May 28th, Tuesday, May 28th edition of Talking Heads. Let me hit the text lines real quick. Caller, I see you. I'm coming to you right now. Naughty, could you please ask Sarah to send whoever cleaned the canal in Grand Bahama to Seabreeze, because they need to clean our canal. Seabreeze Canal is dirty. Brother Naughty and your guests, Grand Bahama needs to awaken economically with businesses and investments along industries and tourism that works for the people of Grand Bahama. Yes, we can create the new airport and hospital with hotel rooms ASAP. But we have to think and have vision. The mayor of Grand Bahama. All right, let's get to the phone lines. Talking Heads. Talking Heads.
Can you hear me, Naughty?
Yeah, I can hear you. What's happening?
You've been having some good shows lately. Appreciate listening to you, my friend.
I appreciate that, man.
I would like to comment on the fact that I was planning on coming to the Bahamas, but after hearing the Prime Minister tell me the place is burning down, well, we decide to go to Jamaica, eh?
Well, Jamaica burning in their own right, but it depends where they're burning.
The Prime Minister ain't saying the place burning down publicly to the world so you can change your vacation plans.
No.
So I don't know what kind of optics that's setting out. Don't look better for him, please. please.
No, man, they got some good speechwriters there, man, in the OPM.
Anyway,
they get paid well to do what they do.
He should have said that differently. But no, you remember a gentleman named Toby? He was trying to get some property.
Toby Smith, regular on the show, yes.
Okay. Well, during the time when he was trying to get that property, the opposition was on his side. They were saying, you know, you're treating Bahamians like this over foreigners. But then they came in power on him. So, you see, we are being played by both parties. And Bahamians need to wake up to this. Let me give you another example, Naughty. We have something that's called the Public Accounts Committee. Whose role is to, like, study the public audits, right?
Correct. We also have a Procurement Act that isn't used. We've also been promised the Freedom of Information Act that has always continued to just be a promise.
Okay, but what I'm saying is Mr. Pintard was in the House the other day asking the government for information that he could receive through asking legislators to and parliamentary secretaries and other officials to question them. He could form a committee, the same way they do in the United States with the House of Representatives. Why is he not using his authority? And then when the shoe is on the other foot, they seem to do the same. Only go so far. He can now, the FTX, Sam Bankman's donations, the $675,000, he can now...
Ask who they went to.
Information without the proof of this government. The proof of he could do that. So what's happening is this, Naughty. When I'm in power, I can only go so far because when you were in power, I had to cover your dirt. You follow?
And when you look at how closely intertwined these two parties are over the years...
My godfather.
My godmother.
You're my godmother. So obviously being
my cousin.
Played. The Bahamas is being played, and it looked like the whole world of politics is a playing game.
Because man, come on.
Mr. Pindar has the authority, and he's failing to use it, but yet still he wants to come off like a good, I don't know. That's only 2 points I want to make, Nori. Thanks.
All right, man. But I mean, it sounded to me like you're saying, you know, he's just like all the rest. And then I guess that falls on us, hey? Because we keep electing the same old, same old, same old. You know? Who's to blame? Sometimes the conk got to accept responsibility for our conky actions that allow us to continue to get beat over the head year after year, generation after generation, because it's still a lot of the same old, same old. Looks like we got another call to get to, so we'll get to that in short order. And let me check the rest of these texts on the lines. Nor do we need to stand for the Bahamas over foreigners. Would you like it to be like Haiti? Because if we don't stop the invasion, it will. The Haitian ambassador is mad at us for deporting his people back home. Does that sound like sense to you? Both governments let them in, so what should we do? Continue voting for them or someone else, knowing that all the leaders are foreigners, even the opposition? I mean, I get where you're going with that, Taxter, but I'm sure they got documentation to say they behave. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking heads.
Hey, Naughty, all is well.
Hey, what's going on, bro?
Everything good, man. And reference to what the previous caller was saying, there's only so much you as an opposition with only like seven members in parliament.
Right.
You know, could agitate. You know what I mean? Because you don't have a deficit.
I mean, there's
only so much change you can bring up in that 5-year period. You know what I mean?
Right.
And if you start fighting and doing things like that, then you won't be getting really nothing done in preparation for you trying to get into the government. You understand? So you got to know how politics work, man. You got to pick your battles and your time to do things, especially at a deficit that what they have now. You know?
Yeah, but, I mean, one thing we need to see, however this pan out in the future, we need to see a bigger opposition, whether it's FNM or PLP. It needs to be a bigger opposition. It can't be this ping pong landslide every 5 years. That don't work.
Hey, so I was trying to get on the show last week when they were speaking about the reform, the legislation and reform in terms of our the system that we use. You understand? Because I think the system failing us as well, because you as a representative don't listen to your people in the constituency. Once the party in there, you have a mandate to just sit with the party and go with it. So you are not really representing your persons in your constituency. If I tell you I don't want to do this, if I tell you I don't want the gambling thing happen, the gambling thing still come true. That means you just dealing for party and not for the persons in your constituency, correct?
Correct, because if that were the case and that was a unanimous vote, I think Bahamian spoke on one accord. They should have gone with what Bahamian said and revisited it another way.
Exactly. So I think this the Westminster system is what it is, right? We need to rethink this Westminster system, which I'm assured no politician in our country can try to, because they like it just the way it is. Once you're the leader, whatever you say goes, and your parliamentary people have to fall in line and go with what you say. But you have it in the U.S., man, you can get kicked out, man, as a representative. Once they vote for you, they can kick you out, you know, midterms and thinking all that stuff. You aren't doing a good job. You understand? I think if we put these politicians put to the fire like that, you will see the change in them.
I was always a fan of the recall system. If we got added in there after 2.5 years.
That's the midterm. That's the midterm, man. Yeah, if you were doing your job, you out of there, man.
It'll shake up, but yeah, they need to do that. But good stuff, Quad. I got to get to another couple calls and couple texts, man. Good points as always, man. Good stuff. Let me get to the text lines real quick. Naughty, what was your caller talking about? Pintar does not have subpoena power. This is not the USA. When Pintar asked for the PSs to show up to give evidence, both Mitchell and Ryan Pintar told them not to show up. Well, I was about to get to that point. I was just referencing it to make sure. But yeah, I remember something going along those lines. Hey, and there's another text there. Hey, Naughty, tell that caller to stop talking foolishness. Pintard called the committee and the attorney general told the permanent secretaries not to show up and provide the information. Naughty, if my memory serves me right, it was the attorney general, Ryan Pinder, who said the permanent secretaries who runs the day-to-day operations of the various government ministries are not obligated to appear before the PAC. So, yeah. And that's what I like about my talking heads, man. You put stuff out there, it's debunkable. We'll call you on it if it's not the case. And you know, you're entitled to have your opinion. But we're also here to try and inform you. And if you're off course a little bit, get you, you know, back to where you need to be. But definitely, I remember all of those instances right there. And good stuff, Texas. You're all on the ball today. Talking heads. Let's get to the next call. Talking heads.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Naughty. How you doing?
What's going on, Happy?
Right here, man. I just was about to add to that. You know, I just was calling on you because when Mr. Pintard asked for the people to come before the committee, Mr. Ryan Pinder, who isn't even an elected member of Parliament. I was looking for the article
while you were saying it, Happy. Yeah. I was trying to pull it up as fast as I could.
And not only that, Naughty, the you know, Mr. Adrian White, I think when he was on your show, he also said that, you know, that there are various committees that are set up in order for the good governance of this country, and we elect these people, and the government party, they do not meet. They're supposed to give their reports. And, you know, it's not that it's the Westminster system. I don't know if you recall when Reese Chipman was on, I forgot whose talk show it was. I think Nahaj's talk show. And he said that there are systems in place that...
No, maybe it, but maybe it was Talking Heads when we were on Shirley Street.
Yeah, no, I mean...
Maybe it was on the same show when we were on Shirley Street.
Yeah, but whatever it was, okay?
No, I let you know because I remember the show vividly. That's when I was up the road.
Okay.
But right on Shirley Street opposite the hospital.
Okay.
All right? All right.
I'm saying that it's the government, when we elect them, we have all of these things set up in place. The government don't even follow its own laws. That's why we have so many problems in this country. They make these rules and have these regulations, and they don't want to...
Remember now, you know, Happy, the rules in this country, there are rules for thee, and we in power, and some people in power, there's rules for us, and then there's rules for y'all.
Yeah, but we got to stop this foolishness, man. We need the rule for, you know, from the... rudder to the whatever it is. We need this country to govern properly. We need you look what happened the other day, man, with the courts. You know, the courts are running this country down to the ground. It's them who have this country messed up, you know. The police officers can only go and catch the criminals and bring them before the courts. It's the court's duty to administer punishment for these people, and they don't do it. That's why we are like we are. And there's corruption in high places all over this place. And until that stops, I don't know how we can get rid of corruption. But we need a country that runs so that Bahamian people can feel like we have a government in place who's working for the people. And despite who you are, no matter what your political affiliation or whatever it is, the justice will be served, man.
Good stuff, Hoppy. I got to get to these other calls, man. Appreciate your call as always. Let me get to these other two callers. Talking Heads. Talking Heads. Next one, Mr. Producer. Talking Heads. All right, y'all got out of call me. All right, let me get these other calls, these other texts in real quick. Naughty, the politicians and lazy reporters refuse to investigate and reform the and inform the public that the Westminster system has been reformed in the UK so that there is recall allowed in the constituencies. I've seen that, Texter, but are we there yet? We can't get out of our own way politically. We've been running in the mud for the last 50 years. But yeah, definitely good point because, hey, if it could be done in the UK, it could be done here. All right, let's get this call in. Let me make sure I get all my text. Pretty much. All right, yeah, Talking Heads.
Hello?
Talking Heads.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, Naughty.
Hey, what's going on?
Everything okay?
Yeah, man, I'm good. How about you?
Good.
What you got for me, man?
Okay.
Turn your radio down and just talk. You good. What you got for me?
Okay. How does it look for the next... How does it look? Well, let me turn my radio down. Hold on.
Texter chimed in. Naughty, sadly, investigative journalism is expensive. That's just true. All right, we lost the caller. You need to call us back. Mr. Producer, with that being said, let's get to the break. Flip side of the break, we'll go to the news. On the flip side of the news, we'll be in the 5 o'clock hour, and we'll be talking sports. Pearly will be in the building. So keep it right where you got it. The Tuesday, May 28th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this. Good stuff, everybody who chimed in the first hour. Let's keep it going in the second.
These rows of flames are catching a fire. Ah, showed you I love you, you call me a liar. Oh no, no, no.
Is it a burger?
No. Is it pizza?
Come on, man, it's KFC. Whatever the crunch this is, it's delicious. New, the Kentucky Cheetah Sandwich. Crispy chicken topped with marinara sauce, mozzarella, and pepperoni. Order your cheetah sandwich now at KFCNassau.com or at your favorite KFC restaurant today. It's new and it's radical. KFC, it's finger-licking good.
Nice to meet you, Jazz. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm an independent 27-year-old manager who wants her own home with her own rules.
Sounds good. I'll help you get there.
We see you, the Go-Glands, and we've been keeping you in mind. Follow your goal home with a mortgage from CIBC Caribbean, and don't bother about your home insurance, as we'll help with that and more. Visit CIBCFCIB.com/inspired home for more info. Conditions apply.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
They say the sun, and I shine for all. But there in some people world, you never shine at all.
These rows of flames are catching a fire. Ah. Tell me where you gone, gone, gone. I've been feeling for your love so long. We can praise God in the moonlight. Baby, if you with me, better do right. And I've been gone too long. And I'm hoping that you sing my song, my song. I've been on this road for way too long. I've been hoping that we all get along. Catching a fire. Ah, showed you I loved you, you called me a liar. Give Jah the thanks and praises. I've been on my own, on, on. But we ain't never left alone, alone, alone. And if I'm telling you the feeling is wrong, relax a little for the long. And when you're feeling alone, you can call my phone. Is there a better way to go? Teach them something before they lose the soul.
We're back at you right here on Talking Heads on the Tuesday, May 28th edition of Talking Heads. And let's jump on in, because obviously we know it's time for the day in sports history. We'll get that out of the way. All brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. And then we'll get into the home court, brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. And then who's in and who's out, all brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. Waiting for Pearly to chime in. Pearly should be chiming in any second now. I know Pearly is busy, but we will hear from him. And Dodgers been losing, so I need to hear from Pearly. I need to know what's going on in Dodger land. Dodgers losing a ton of games. You know? And so Pearly will be zooming in short order. I'm sure we'll hear from the Pearl. Get caught up on Dodger land. And right now, though, I'll slide right in to Today in Sports History, all brought to you, of course, like I said, by Naughty Johnny's. Look out for Pearly there, Mr. Producer. Don't forget Happy Hour Wednesday, Naughty Johnny's every Wednesday and Friday, 5 to 7 p.m. Well worth the trip out there to the Old Fort Shopping Plaza. On this day in sports history, May 28th, 1941, the first night game in Washington, D.C. took place. The Yankees beat the Senators 6-5 at Griffin Stadium. 1946, the first night game at Yankee Stadium took place. The Senators beat the Yankees 2-1. 1951, Willie Mays hit his first home run. It was also his first major league hit. 1956, Dale Long became the first to hit home runs in eight consecutive games. First player to hit home runs in eight consecutive games. 1957, National League club owners voted to allow the Brooklyn Dodgers to move to Los Angeles, San Francisco. 1962, Wide World of Sports with Chris Schenkel premiered on CBS Radio. 1995, the White Sox and Tigers combined for 12 home runs at Tiger Stadium. 2003, Patrick Waugh of the Colorado Avalanche announced his retirement from the NHL. He left his career as the NHL leader in victories, 551 games played, 1,029. He was also the all-time leader in playoff victories, games played, and shutouts. 2006, Barry Bonds of the Giants, San Francisco Giants, hit his 715th career home run. The home run allowed Bonds to pass Babe Ruth on the all-time list into second place. And your sports quote of the day, if you train hard, you'll not only be hard, you'll be hard to beat. Herschel Walker. Well, Herschel should have trained his mind a little harder, because you hear some of the statements he's making lately, Anyway, that's a different story for another day. We got Pearly zoomed in yet?
In this corner.
What's going on, Pearlissimo?
Things are happening, winding down, you know, some other things. But right now, I'll be talking all about sports.
Now, all we can do is talk to sports. Trust me. Stick to sports, brother. I'm going to talk about nothing else right now.
I know the feeling.
I've been catching too much foolishness. I'll tell you one thing, though, Pearly.
It is what it is.
I will tell you, I have a strong feeling that silly season starts June 2nd, and I can leave that just like that. That's all I can say on that. And I'm moving to sports. Right. Who's in and who's out?
You can go with that.
All brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. And listen, man, you got to check them out, Pearly. If you haven't checked out Burger King Nassau yet, you got to check out Burger King Nassau, brother.
You're trying to get me fired up, but I have checked them out. And
they got the angriness going on, the angry Whopper, the angry chicken Whopper, and the angry breakfast sandwiches, man, are off the chain, man, with the jalapenos. Oh, my God.
Tony, it's not like you. I want, if it was already, take yourself
man,
right
you
now.
Ain't tried that angry breakfast, bro. It's the croissant. You got the egg, the sausage, the cheese, the sauce, the jalapenos. Man, oh, man. Put a little pop. Put a little anger in your breakfast. Yeah. A good kind of angry, you know?
Your reaction is almost like a joke is why I comment, but I can leave it.
Leave it. Just, yeah. Stop. Stop. Only, yeah. How you went there is beyond me, but anyway.
Because everybody in the room will listen to you, but so laughing and they're trying to figure out what's happening with you.
What's happening with what? What did I say?
That's how you started to describe the hamburger and the way you were reacting to it. It's like you was enjoying something other than the hamburger.
No, I see, my mind is strictly on the product because I'm a professional. Them said when the body was laughing at sausage, got kielbasa on their mind. That's all I can say.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to tell you, that's the way it came across.
Yeah, but hey, no diddy here, buddy. Don't mistake me. Because I could eat that minus the sausage with the egg, the cheese, and the jalapeno.
No, I don't think, no, you're going way over by the diddy part. Come to the other side.
No. I don't know you. I don't know what kind of kielbasa lovers you hanging out with or sausage connoisseurs, aficionados you hanging out with, but I suggest you get back to the light, Pearly.
It wasn't about the sausage, it was about the reaction you made to the sandwich itself.
Oh, well, I'm a professional. Really, I mean, you know, I take care of my sponsors, man. You know I do. I endorse the products that endorse me. I support the products that support me. I ride hard for them. And I'm a foodie. And then the one we have our relationships because of a good product, and I'm a foodie.
Okay, I hear you. I'm not in a very good mood today. My dog just not doing well.
Well, let me get this text out of the way for you, okay? Hey, Prophet Naughty, that Dodger fella have that deep fryer jammed right up because the Dodger's backtracking these days. He bought a new one he just got because he blew that one up. Jeffrey, also, ask Pearly any word who them Lakers will pick as their coach. We trying to figure some things out.
I would rather tell Jeffrey I would rather be slumping in May than slumping in October. So I'm fine right now. We're going to be fine.
All right. So let's get into the home court real quick. Higgins making waves in sailings. Bahamian sailor now looking ahead to the 2028 Olympics. Joshua Higgins doing well. He fell short of qualifying for the 2024 Olympics, but he's still doing well, and he's a youngster. So he's still got a long career ahead of him, man, in sailing, which is our national sport. So it would be good to see somebody represent us in the Olympics sooner than later in that sport. You know what I mean? The BLTA partners with the police and urban renewal. The Bahamas Lawn Tennis Association Play Tennis Bahamas program is partnering with the Royal Bahamas Police Force and urban renewal and a tennis community initiative in the Fox Hill community. That's good stuff there, but I've been trying to get in touch with the BLTA concerning some of their team members and people stepping off the team. I haven't got a phone call back from them. I'd really appreciate somebody from the BLTA to return a call.
Something going on there.
Some things scratching. Yeah, makes one scratch your head.
Off the team.
Mm-hmm.
Dropping off the team and stuff and basically throwing certain people under the bus. You need to talk and say what's going on.
Correct.
What is the state of tennis in this country? What is the state of our national teams? What is going on with our national tennis teams?
And if they're national teams, we have a right to know. Well,
and like you say, team looking good. But anyway, if you want to keep it quiet, we can come out.
Right, but we'll keep an eye on it.
Have a say what's going on and let's get it before it gets way out of proportion. All the hand, whatever you want to use.
And there's a multitude of people with opinions on it. So we need to hear the BLTA's opinion as well. Anyway, let's get to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Naughty, good afternoon.
Afternoon.
Hi, baby, darling.
Hi, darling. How you doing?
Okay, now you sound like Curtis.
Hey,
I didn't do sports, but I have to call.
Hi, how are you?
Look, man, we talking sports, not this saucy, syrupy, sugary, soap opera foolishness we all do. Y'all two like Luke and Laura when y'all come on this phone. Anyway, go ahead.
Pretty.
Leave my wife.
Don't be sad. Everything's going to be okay, all right?
All right, go ahead. What you got for us today? What you got for Pearly?
So I have a nephew that is, he was in high school football. He's now going to college and he's going to be playing football. So I'm watching for when he starts and I will be giving you all the team that he's on.
What's his name?
His number.
What's his name?
Caden Camp.
Caden Camp. What's his number?
His number is 4.
What does he play? What position?
I was running back, but I'll have to get back to you with that.
All right. And what school? What college?
No, he hasn't started college yet. He just graduated from high school. It was high school football he was in, and he's going into college football now.
Okay. So you know what school he's going to attend?
No, I don't know the rest, but like I said, as soon as I find out.
Find us out and let us know so we can keep an eye on him, man. For sure, for sure. But that's good stuff, man.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, man. Always good to hear from you. Let's get to the text lines. Naughty, I thought the Bahamas Stadium was completed for the relays. Why have they taken down the roof again? Is this more money wasted? And yeah, the Pacers let me down. Well, I told you they was going to let you down. Probably we got to look at that stadium situation, eh?
Yeah. Hey, you got to look to see what's going on there.
Because that was a very good question. Here's another one.
They said we never get all the information, you know.
And here comes the text, another text. Long Island Regatta is around the corner. Tell those sailors, come and enjoy the regatta. Long Island will get you in the mood. Boy, Long Island bragging already, but. Pearly, I can see if I can send you the Long Island Regatta.
I heard the Long Island people making noise that the some particular, the national, I don't know, that normally TV station, normally TV, I should say, they're only coming. They ain't coming to Long Island. They dissing Long Island.
Why?
I don't know. I got to get to the bottom of it. I'm waiting on the Long Island people to call now. But they had a whole voice note going around town saying, why y'all ain't coming to Long Island? Y'all announced y'all ain't coming no more. Ray, ray, rah, rah. How would you not cover the Long Island regatta, the number 2 regatta in the country? How would you not cover that?
Boy, I tell you.
But it is what it is.
I mean, a lot of head scratches these days, Pearly. A lot of head scratches.
Yep. But those Celtics looked good last night. I thought they didn't fold under the pressure. They kept persistent. They just hung around, and just waited and pounced when it was time to pounce and win that game. And Dallas can do the same thing tonight.
And you want, I like that Dallas-Boston series, like I called it. Now the question is, who wins this series?
Dallas.
I think Dallas, too, but I got to do some due diligence before I make the pick, but I'm leaning toward Dallas, yes.
Kyrie's on a mission.
It goes with, to be honest with you, it goes with the transition and the progression that the Mavericks have made. They've been playing as an underdog from the first round, they won. Second round underdog, they won. Third round underdog, Western Conference Championship, they're poised to win. So, yeah, they could be rolling in as an underdog all the way through. And I'm sure they'll be an underdog to the Celtic team.
Probably so.
All right.
Probably so. But I think if the Celtics continue to – the Celtics have been playing to the level of their talent. Now, maybe they'll upgrade their play when they have to play Dallas. But if Haliburton was there last night and they play like that, Indiana's going to beat them last night. I'm not impressed with them. The Celtics are hanging around. They've not been challenged. They're 14 and they're 12-2 in the playoffs so far. I don't see it. I don't see them. I don't know if they stay lackadaisical like that against Dallas. They get beat. It can be a shocker to them. They have the talent to win it all. I'm not knocking the talent. They have the talent.
They do. Let's go to the phone lines. Pretty good stuff right there. Good points right there. Let's get to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads.
Naughty Pearly, everything good?
Yeah, man. What's going on?
It's with the guy in there for Dallas. So with the white guy,
Luka. Luka is LeBron James 2.0.
Why would you say that? You throw
Tingham right there. Kyrie. It's a repeat of that Cavs team, man. It's got a bunch of shooters around there.
Oh, you mean
a defensive player?
Kyrie gonna piggyback Luka to a championship like he piggybacked LeBron to run? Okay, that's what you was getting to? Yeah, man. Okay, I see what you're saying now.
Yeah, they're the same models. LeBron just more athletic and more athletic than Luka. But they're the same type of player who is dominate the ball and then, you know, pass the ball very well. So they're the wide open 3-point shooters. And all this, the one I think I'm showing all the time, Ali and Deng, man, against the T-Wolves. But the mistake the T-Wolves make is that's a coaching decision, man. They can't play the Gobert, man. Gobert can't play with this in this series.
Gobert is a liability in a 7-game series. Night in and night out to get you to the playoffs, he's that guy in 82 games. But exactly. Now when you get him in the playoffs, you got to look at your rotation differently.
Everyone is having him on skates, man. They should have started as the 6th man of the year. You know what I mean? Let him play. And I sure it would have been a different series. I think your boy tired too, man. I think he legs a little tired now as well. Trying to play Kyrie and score at the same time because Kyrie ain't giving them nothing.
No. Cat is kind of in the toilet. I don't know what happened to Cat. He didn't show up this series.
And that's the player he has been throughout his career. Up and down. You can never depend on him.
No, that's true. I mean, another regular season guy.
Let's talk about the Rangers now. And all these overtime we've been winning.
Boy, listen, I can't knock y'all. Y'all doing your thing.
Listen, crunch time, we go win. Overtime, we go win. Don't let it go to overtime. You better beat us in regulation. If I go to overtime, we win in that game.
Yeah, I mean, the Rangers and the Panthers is a nice series, don't get me wrong. And both teams coming in solid. And like I say, the question is, who y'all going to play? Y'all going to play the Stars or y'all going to play the Oilers? Because both of them, those teams are playing very well also.
Man, all these last teams playing good right now, man.
If you look at the NHL, one thing about the NHL, the Final Four, anyone could be a viable champion. Anybody could be a decent champion.
Anybody. I watched the team come back from 3-0 all one time.
Mm-hmm.
You find out
in hockey more than other sports, but yeah.
Hey, but the Rangers, when we play in the 5-on-5, it's best that we down a man on the power play. You know what I mean? That's when we play very well. When we play in 5-on-5, we don't play as good as when we have to put a man down on the power play, man. I didn't realize that but us. I don't know if it's being afraid. Not scoring or what the deal is, but we play much better on the power play with us down a man than us playing 5-on-5 against any team. I don't know if you didn't notice that.
No, I mean, I watch hockey, but I don't watch it in depth to the details like you do.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But like I say, those 4 teams that are left have all been in the conversation all year. At one point or another, for being one of the better teams in the league.
They're the 4 best teams, I feel.
They might be the 4 best teams, exactly. So when you get that, that's always a good thing. When you get the Final 4 and it's actually 4 of the best teams, if not the 4 best teams, then when you crown a champion, you know you have a worthy, solid champion that you could go with.
Florida need to do better because that team like New York, man.
What's
that? That goal, look like more New York fans than that. They love Florida State and the Florida fans, man.
Well, you know, they travel New York to Miami ain't too far. That's a quick flight.
Oh, yeah. All right, Naughty.
All right, bro. Good stuff, man. Good call. We'll talk soon. All right, let's get to the break, Mr. Producer. We got another call. Let's get this other call before we get to the break. Talking heads.
Hey, Naughty.
Hey, what's going on?
All is well. What's up, Purdy?
Purdy might have to step away and step back. What's going on?
Naughty, you know that fellow you were talking to just now?
If I know that fella I was talking to just now?
Yeah.
What you mean? How so?
How well do you know him?
I don't.
Okay.
I mean, I know him from calling. I mean, I may know him personally. I don't know who it is, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, but I mean, I sit here and I listen to him comparing Luka with LeBron. Speaking of someone not the fellow over his head.
He made a valid point. Kyrie Irving is about to carry Luka to a championship LeBron.
No. He compared Luka with LeBron. Let's exempt Kyrie with the picture.
His comparison was based on the fact that Kyrie's going to carry Luka to a title like he did with LeBron.
That was your suggestion. It wasn't his.
All right, we'll make it easy. Caller, you could call us back and clarify your point for Mystery Dolphin.
Yeah, please. Because those were your words. You did that. He compared Luka with LeBron.
It went right there because there's no comparison between the two. The two are two different players.
Thank you. That's all I want.
Luka's an infinitely better shooter and attempts to play defense.
Thank you. I thought he went to happy hour before you called the show.
But again, back to his reference, I agree with it. Yes, Kyrie's about
to... No, you agree with you. Because that was not his suggestion. You agree with what you said.
Do you mean it in the context of... Kyrie's about to carry Luka to a championship.
He didn't respond to that.
He said, yeah, anyway, we got the caller here. Maybe that's him. And we'll let him reply. And you can hit me back, Mystery. It's all good. You know how we go.
Okay.
All right, cool. Let's get to that call, Mr. Producer. Talking heads. All right, caller, hit us back. Talking heads.
Hey. Hear you. Buddy, stop hating, man. What Kyrie did before LeBron came back to Cleveland.
No. Stop. I didn't talk what he did before and after. I talked what he did in that series against Golden State.
Yeah,
he won that for LeBron.
Before that, he couldn't get to even a series.
But I'm not talking about...
LeBron had to come here and help him.
See, that's the problem with y'all Bronsexuals. You all just fly out the closet to defend your deity.
Buddy, you gotta let the hate disappear.
No.
They were a good team, mate.
But listen,
Kyrie is a good compliment. He's number one.
There is no hate. If there was a question and there was a topic of what happened prior to Kyrie's arrival in Cleveland, what happened post LeBron's departure when Kyrie stayed there, we could have a different conversation. We were talking about in that instance, the caller made a reference, and that's what we were talking about.
This happened. You guys were going to say, "Oh, Kyrie did this for LeBron." No, they had to do it together.
Okay.
We couldn't do this without Luka.
So maybe, hold on. Maybe LeBron needed Kyrie six more times, so then his record in the finals would have been infinitely better. Hey,
naughty things just don't work out like that. Look, everybody's saying.
You sound like right now. You sound like one of them 50s trying to start. But I'm a mom. I appreciate
saying Boston had an easy task because Halliburton missed this. Jalen Brunson with that.
But hold on.
Injuries are a part of the game.
Of the game. And I say teeth from teeth guards, Mark, because guess what? Indiana buck up on a riddled New York team. And guess what? Boston ended up bucking up on a riddled Indiana team.
And that's part of the game. And Kyrie couldn't do anything without LeBron, just like how Jordan couldn't do anything without Pippen.
And LeBron couldn't do anything without Kyrie, Ray Allen, Dwayne Wade.
They didn't over yet, you know.
Buddy. Okay. It's over. His championship.
Over yet.
He ain't won no more championships.
Finals. I mean, I don't have that confidence in Boston, but they could lose to Boston.
No, you're talking about Dallas, eh? Yeah, they could lose. I thought you were talking about LeBron still going on and making the finals.
No, I don't. I just want to
No, sir. Can't stop, man. I'm consistent. You got to respect me for making consistency.
In your team.
I hate him being on my team, and I hate your bisexuals following and telling us Lakers what we should do with him, too. Y'all should all go back to Cleveland and have your kumbaya circle.
He's going to retire, and then I can see what you all can talk about when he retires.
Oh, I have plenty to talk about when we retire. That his kid is in the league taking a spot from somebody else because he's not that good and he's going in on daddy's coattails. I've got it all lined up. And now we need the real James who got backbone and ballers, who got the Mamba mentality. And I would be the biggest fan of Bryce James. And you all would freak yourself out because I've been watching Bryce for a long time. Bryce is the man. Bryce got Mamba mentality. Bryce and kill bumps.
I agree.
Yes, indeed.
But you can't blame the father for trying to stand.
Sins of the father fall on the child. That's what I heard.
Oh, Lord.
See, I got my answers for y'all.
Give LeBron a break, man.
Who you play for in football?
It's a Dolphin, man.
Same energy football time, you and Pearly, all right? Don't be no stranger now.
All right, man.
Take care, bro. Be safe.
Yeah, bro.
Let's get to the next call. Talking heads. Who we got? We got anybody else? Let me check the text line. We got another one, Kermit. Talking heads.
Hey, no, it's me again.
All right, can you clarify your comparison of Luka Doncic and LeBron James, please? Because I know you that you ain't that fool to say.
The only thing I said was the athleticism. LeBron got that on him. Luka does have a better shot than LeBron. But in terms of the dynamic duo, that's what I'm speaking of. Someone to back you up. I was Luka's a better closer than LeBron. Said, Kyrie and Luka is two closers. You understand? Both of them are closers in the fourth quarter. Both of them. You understand? There's no comparison between LeBron and Luka Doncic. That's like Kobe better than LeBron. LeBron better than Luka. You understand what I said? And the quicker you get off our Lakers team, the better it will be for the Lakers. So to hurry up.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. From your mouth to God's ear.
All right, buddy.
Thank you, caller. All right, Naughty, everybody saw because they threw unnecessary dirt on Kyrie's name. Now they have to eat crow. Hats off to Mark Cuban, Coach Kidd, and his teammates. They did a great job with it. You know, listen, you know who must be really slapping themselves? Kyle Kuzma, former Laker, went to the Wizards. They wanted to trade him to Dallas at the deadline. He told them no, because Dallas wasn't a championship contender. He didn't believe they was going to make it all the way. You know who's sitting down watching the playoffs right now like a hee-haw? It's that same Kyle Kuzma. Hey, Naughty, when is Garrett Cole due back? Those Yankees bats are heating up. Pearly, hurry up, come to New York to get your things. Garrett Cole should be back in short order. You don't need to rush him back. That's the beautiful thing about it. No need to rush him back whatsoever. That's always a good thing. Always. All right. Listen, I got a good final 15 or so today. This is a solid one, you know. This is a really good one. And this is like full breakdown with Cowherd on and Nick Wright with the Celtics and the Pacers recap. Kyrie Irving in the Mavs, Bill Walton's legacy. And a few more tidbits, man. This is a very good, you know, final 16 today. So, Mr. Producer, I'm about to send that over to you right now, okay? But, like I said, if Dallas wraps up tonight, okay, I definitely think that it's going to be a great series with the Celtics. And that may be a good old-fashioned seven-gamer right there. Anybody think that the Celtics and the Mavs could go seven? Do you think they built for a seven-game series, or you think it'll end shorter and sooner? And one time for my boy, the green-eyed Cuban. How that Indiana Pacers mismatch working out for you now, green-eyed? Are you too busy hiding behind the broom? All right, hit us back, caller. I saw you calling. Hit us back, man. I'll try to get you in before I get to the wrap. And, of course, you know, we got to check the picks out in short order as well, too. Some good games tonight. WNBA, NBA, Major League Baseball. Full bevy of Major League Baseball games today, too. So there's a lot for you to choose from. Simply log on to theislandgame.com, The Island Game Sportsbook. Check out all the ways to play, all the ways to win. Boy, I tell you, I'm looking at a piece of footage right here, and I cannot tell you a word of lie. It's a video of Kobe Bryant's daughter, Bianca, one of his younger daughters, if not the youngest, or second to last. And she's working out with Ionescu from the WNBA. All I can say is Kobe and Gigi looking down, and they smiling. Tall drink of water, and she got form on her out of this world, and she looked like her daddy. Why do I have a funny feeling that in my later years, Lord spare life, I could be rooting for these Bryant girls in the WNBA? Mamba like a daddy. But that's good stuff right there. Good stuff. I like to see her doing what she's doing, man. All right. Did Pearly chime back in? All right. Probably had to step away. He had some pressing business. But I look forward to that game tonight. I do look forward to that tonight. I think that's going to be an exciting game. And I think that even though they're boxing against the wall, I think the Wolves will still put up a big fight. I don't think they'll go quietly into the night. And we got to see if Dallas is built as a championship contender to eliminate your opponents. When you get them down 3-0, get that elimination game going. Get them out of there. Don't let it linger. All right. So we'll check out the NBA tonight. Mavericks, 1.5-point favorites over the Timberwolves. I like that. I like the Mavs to win by a bucket tonight. I'll take them by here. Check out the WNBA. The Indiana Fever, 5-point favorites over the LA Sparks. These two teams are evenly matched, but I'll take the Fever at home with the money line. I'll also take that prop bet of Caitlin Clark over 19 points. She's going to get 20 for sure. I'll take that bet. The Mercury and the Sun. The Sun have been playing really good ball, and the Mercury's been pretty decent as well. 8-point underdogs tonight. Suns 8-point favorites. I'm going to lean with them in the money line. Play it safe right there. And the third WNBA game tonight, Chicago Sky at home against the Seattle Storm. Seattle Storm 2.5-point favorites against the Sky. Sky's not really a good team. I like Seattle to get that win by the 2.5. Some games to check out in Major League Baseball tonight. Some good ones in the American League, Boston and Baltimore. You got Pittsburgh visiting Detroit. The Cardinals and the Reds in the National League is a big one that jumps out. The Dodgers and the Mets jump out as well. Lots of games tonight, man. Let me see how many games tonight. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, about 15, 16 games in baseball tonight. So ample opportunity to do what you need to do. All right, and remember, man, simply log on to theislandgame.com, check out the sports book, set it, bet it, and forget it, and always play responsibly. All right, let me check the text lines. We got any callers before I get to the break? Mr. Producer, be lined up, right? All right. So that being said, we're going to get ready to make our exit because we got Colin Cowherd and Nick Wright taking us home today. Don't forget, MJ will be in tomorrow. Special guest, Mr. Jaron Henfield. We'll be having a conversation with him. And then on Thursday, it's all about Pearly. And Friday, MJ and I will be back. We got some special guests on Friday, too. Big special guests. I'll let you know tomorrow exactly who that's going to be. But we'll take the quick break now. Flip side of the break. Colin Cowherd, Nick Wright taking us home. Have a great evening, Bahamas. Be good. And if you can't be good at it. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Talking Heads.
Tell them not to sell it. It's worth more than gold. And guiltiness won't catch them in the end. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They'll try to manipulate you through your pockets.
Quality food at affordable prices? Look no further than Solomon's. Our stores offer unbeatable savings on your overall basket without compromising on quality. From quality produce to pantry staples, we have everything you need to create delicious and nutritious meals for less. When it comes to your grocery budget, don't sacrifice quality for value. Come to Solomon's and experience the best of both worlds.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So needs Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Stay informed with the NASA Guide and your news delivered. Are you tired of chasing down the latest news? Why not have it delivered right to your doorstep? The NASA Guardian is now offering an unbeatable home delivery service. Special subscription rates. 3 months, just $44.80. 6 months, only $79.52. 1 year, an amazing value at $143.36. Your daily news fix all year round. Don't miss out on this opportunity to keep up with the latest in local and international news, sports, business, and entertainment. Subscribe today. Call us at 302-2360 or 302-2353. Our friendly staff is waiting to assist you with your subscription. The NASA Guardian. We've got the news you need. Don't wait. Call now and let us bring the world to your door.
Living with a neurological condition shouldn't define you. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we do whatever it takes to make life better today while discovering new treatments for a brighter tomorrow. From epilepsy management to specialized spine care and brain tumor surgery, we're delivering world-class neurology care for the day-to-day, for the days you live for every care in the world. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/Caribbean.
Is it a burger?
No. Is it pizza?
Come on, man, it's KFC. Whatever the crunch this is, it's delicious. New, the Kentucky Cheetah Sarnara Sauce, mozzarella and pepperoni. Order your cheetah sandwich now at kfcnassau.com or at your favorite KFC restaurant today. It's new and it's radical. KFC, it's finger-licking good.
With fine style, with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video, want to step out and look great, then fine threads is your place. With fine style, with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place, is your place, is your place.
When I decided to come this evening, I thought I'd be asked to speak. I had a lot of things to say, but I'm going to stay positive this evening. Because between 2016 and 2021, I was treated like dirt. After putting my life and my family's life on the line in 1992, having been victimized in 1974 for being an FNN. But I'm here tonight to support one Michael Pinta.
Yes, I work him at Pinta, cause he working with me. Boy, only working with Pinta, cause he working with me. Man, I work him at Pinta, cause he working with me.
Flavid Island Games,
we making dreams come true.
Flavid Island Games,
we paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market, you getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Icy and Percy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamians first, guaranteed to pay
Island Games.
We like them other jokers, we've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games,
we gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. Johnny.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavondre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Nick Wright joins us live. I will say this, you have been, I think I have questioned at times Tatum. You have at times have questioned the Celtics. I said this earlier, that history tells me the alpha wins, whether it's Mahomes in the fourth quarter, Brady, LeBron, Steph, Kobe, MJ. The Celtics are more collaborative. they're more 2024 basketball, is that sometimes Tatum floats. He's off ball. He doesn't have usage. And I say to myself, this final is a classic matchup of modern collaborative basketball. Luka, Kyrie, give me the ball, get out of the way, set me a screen. Do you have a strong opinion about this series going into it when the Mavs finish off the T-Wolves?
Yeah, I mean, I'm biased because going into the playoffs, I think I was probably one of the only people in the country that was picking the Mavs to win the championship. And so, yeah, I like how the Mavs look, and I like that they're getting healthy. I know Lively is out, but they're going to be getting – or Lively's out right now, but he should be back for the finals. They could be getting Maxi Kleber, who was a big loss for them. They just haven't shown that back as well. And your point about going with the alpha is – the best player in the series does not always win. Right. But if the best player, if you're going to overcome the other team having the best player, you need to have a legendary or at least legendary adjacent team, or the other team needs to be going through significant injury issues or turmoil. And so the Celtics have the resume of a legendary team. They have the point differential of one of the 10 best teams ever. They have the record of one of the 15 best teams ever. I don't see that when I watch them.
Yeah.
And maybe part of that is because all of the teams that are on those lists have a guy who puts you in front of the arena when the moment he's done playing guy. And this Celtics team does not have that. They have a Hall of Famer in Jason Tatum, an awesome number two in Jaylen Brown, and obviously a very well-constructed roster and maybe the best starting five in basketball. But as you and I have discussed previously, if Jason Tatum is the sixth or seventh best player in the league, NBA history tells us typically that doesn't win the championship. In the last 40 years, the only teams to win the championship with the sixth or seventh best player in the league as their best player are the 04 Pistons, where you had the Lakers lose their entire power forward rotation to injury, and they were clearly sick of each other. The 08 Celtics that did it with KG, Ray Allen, Paul Pierce, three awesome players, but none best player in the league level, beating Kobe when he was on that level. And the 2011 Mavs, those would be the examples. And the 2011 Mavs we attribute to LeBron melting down, as people call it, in that series. That's the entire list of the last 40 years. Every other champion has had a guy like Luka, a guy who is going to be in the top 20 at a minimum all-time discussion. So that is my hang-up with Boston. And Boston's gaudy record against three middling teams, with all of which without their best player for part or all of the series, was not enough to sway me from that initially.
So, it's interesting. And maybe I shouldn't juxtapose this, but it just popped into my head. We celebrated and honored the very unique, outspoken Bill Walton in his passing yesterday. Anti-war, anti-establishment. Sit-ins politically at UCLA, and we celebrated it. Kyrie Irving similarly pushed back on our government and a vaccine. I may disagree with him strongly and agree with Walton's stance on the Vietnam War extensively. But it is interesting is that the NBA has always been the sport that allows for some social opinion. And there was almost no market for Kyrie Irving out of Brooklyn. And in retrospect, is that fair? Is that fair because he took a stance many did on the vaccine? The Boston thing didn't work, but let's be honest, not every star to a new team works in the history of the league. Michael Jordan ran through coaches. He just stayed in Chicago. What is your view, not today on Kyrie because it's working, but sort of going into Dallas? What was your opinion on how it would work and his career pre this?
So listen, I don't even know if it's adjusted my opinion so much as I have new information.
Yeah.
The Mavs were my pick to win the title last season. And then they traded for Kyrie, and I was so down on it. I said, well, now they can't win the title because Kyrie had been a negative when it came to winning for six consecutive years. That is not who he is now. So I think the fair reading of Kyrie's history, if I may, this will take a moment, is sure. This. Kyrie, before LeBron got to Cleveland, hadn't been a part of winning basketball at the professional level. He gets to Cleveland. They have this dynamic partnership that seems to work brilliantly and beautifully.
Yeah.
In the press conference after the final game they play together in the finals in 2017, Kyrie says, basically, put some respect on LeBron James's name. He just averaged a triple. Wait to continue playing with and learning from him. Before they set foot on a court together again, he reportedly said, I so badly don't want to be here. I will have knee surgery if you don't trade me. So that seemed to be a very quick, flip of the pendulum out of nowhere. He then gets to Boston, and it flatly does not work. His first year there, he's oddly not on the bench for their playoffs when he's hurt.
Right.
His second year there, he demands to guard Giannis in the playoffs, and they get cooked. He then releases a commercial saying, I hope to be here forever, then demands another trade. In that time frame, right, he scolds the media for saying, how dare you say Kevin Durant and I were plotting to get together in that hallway at the All-Star game. That was just two friends talking, when it turns out they were exactly doing what he said they weren't doing. Gets to Brooklyn, says, we don't need a coach. We're all coaches. Steve Nash is co-coach. That doesn't work out. While in Brooklyn, yes, the vaccine, but then also the very odd stubbornness about not backing down about that documentary that he promoted that to this day, I don't think he actually watched. And I don't think he believes those awful things that were in that documentary. I just think he felt boxed in and was like, I'm not going to apologize because that's not who I am. So all of that was the data we had about a player who had dealt with injuries, who hadn't been a part of winning outside of the 3 years with LeBron. That's the data we had. The data we have since then is getting to Dallas, teaming up with Jason Kidd, the relationship with Luke, maturation and evolution as a person on and off the court, you're getting the very best version of Kyrie Irving.
Yeah, yeah.
A socially conscious, thoughtful, good-hearted guy who is not letting so much of the other stuff kind of tear him off the basketball court.
Yeah.
And when you have that version of Kyrie, Colin, he's one of the most dynamic under 6'4" players in league history. And so I have massive respect for what Kyrie's done. I have massive respect for Kyrie Irving kind of finding in the public eye who he wants to be. And Kyrie Irving, the basketball player, when he's been available, has always been special to watch. And so, yeah, this is a, you know, into his 30s, kind of evolution and reinvention, and of course he deserves enormous credit for that.
So I grew up in the Pacific Northwest. The first team I fell in love with was probably in my region was maybe the Sonics, and then it was the Blazers. The 70s, it was very kind to the Pacific Northwest. Downtown Freddie Brown, Jack Sickman, Gus Williams, into Bill Walton, Jeff Petrie, Dave Twardzik, all that stuff. Jack Ramsey, the legendary coach. But the league was not televised to the level. I lived equidistant between Seattle and Portland, but I was in Washington State, so I got Sonic stuff. But I would occasionally hear Bill Shonley, the Portland radio announcer, who was much more colorful than the Seattle broadcaster. And Walton was this 1974, 75, 76. He was this quirky figure, mythological almost, because you didn't see him in the regular season. You just heard about this hippie in Portland who nobody could stop, and you'd seen him in college. So this is the... really the beginning of me watching television in the early 70s. And he was against the war and outspoken and iconoclastic and all this stuff. I said this morning, I believe he's several generations ahead of his time. Not one, but he was Jokic, but a better defender 50 years ago. Is that if the injuries didn't take place, and this is hyperbolic perhaps, we would say he's the second best center ever to Kareem. He would never score like Kareem. But the second best center ever.
Oh, I think that's legit.
You think so too?
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I think he was
on that track.
Yeah.
Because you and I have oddly different formative experiences with Bill Walton, which I'll get to. But his playing career, I saw none of. But because I consider my a historian and basketball historian, what should be noted is this. if you ask someone who is the greatest college basketball player of all time, and they give any answer other than Lou Alcindor or Bill Walton, they're wrong.
Right.
Those are the only two eligible answers. Bill Walton did not lose a basketball game from the middle of his junior year of high school until the middle of his year of senior year of college. He had an 88-game collegiate winning streak. He was the most outstanding player in back-to-back Final Fours. He played arguably the greatest game ever, the 21 of 22, 44 points. He then in the national championship game. He then walks into the league and in 1977 is the best player on the champion, beating Kareem and then beating Dr. J when Dr. J might have been the best player in the world. The next year he's the NBA MVP and he breaks his foot. And the career is never the same. So my experience with Bill Walton, Colin, and I don't think I've ever told you this, is, and you'll laugh at me when I, you'll laugh when I tell you this. When I was a little kid and I told people what I wanted to do when I grew up, because I didn't know that to be the color commentator, you needed to either play or coach. But what he did on the NBC broadcast with Steve Snapper Jones, I thought was the coolest thing ever. And it is part of me falling in love with basketball. He's the soundtrack of it. I'm sad that I never once got to cross paths with him to tell him this anecdote. I remember vividly being a little kid watching the NBA playoffs, watching a Bulls game. And my mom saying, like, seeing a look on my face that I was upset. And she was like, what's wrong? And I'm like, man, Steve Jones is being so mean to Bill again. Because I didn't know they were, like, good friends. And they were always giving each other a hard time. And so he is, and for his broadcasting career, the stories that he has, the stances that he took that were dangerous and risky, and he stayed true to himself. And, oh, yeah, by the way, was the greatest passing big man ever until Jokic, and maybe including Jokic, a legendary life and a legendary career.
Yeah, it's he was so perfectly connected to the Pacific Northwest. You know, which when I grew up in the Pacific Northwest, it's grainy. It's got, you know, it's a little counterculture. You know what I mean? There's no question. Yeah. He grew up in California, which has always been left of center in America. And then he went up to the Pacific Northwest. That's the only place more left than California.
More left, yeah.
Yeah, and then he got Jack Ramsey, one of the great teachers. I mean, can you imagine that your two coaches, he may have literally had the perfect coaches.
Oh, that's right.
John Wooden, the ultimate teacher, who kind of brought him back on the fairway. Bill could get a little sideways, brought him back on the fairway. And then Jack Ramsey, who was always from his dress, Jack Ramsey legendary for these wild, like, disco pants, that Jack Ramsey kind of leaned in to the unique personality of Bill. And the pro game's always been a little bit more about the player than the coach. But it's fascinating that Walton loved both the restrictive mentor in college, the conservative mentor, and then the colorful NBA coach. And it shows the dexterity of his personality that they both loved him and he loved both. It would be like going Andy Reid to Belichick and you got along with both.
Yeah.
And I just, I think that speaks so well.
100%. And then the one other kind of final act of his playing career, he wins sixth man of the year for what a lot of people consider the greatest team ever, the 1986 Celtics.
Yes, great team.
And adds, you know, and finds a way to fit in with that very unique culture absolutely seamlessly. This is, you and I talked about this a couple weeks ago, oddly, on your podcast. He's one of the reasons why when Damian Lillard left the Portland Trailblazers.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.